This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior Hamas official predicts a ceasefire within days, even as Israel and Gaza militants pursued their cross-border attacks into an 11th day on Thursday, with Israeli warplanes carrying out new airstrikes and Palestinians firing more rockets. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a de-escalation on Wednesday on the path to a ceasefire. An Egyptian security source says the sides had agreed in principle to a ceasefire after help from mediators, but that details were still being negotiated in secret. The Hamas political official told a Lebanese television station he thinks the ongoing efforts regarding the ceasefire will succeed within a day or two. But the fighting continued with both Israel and the Islamist militants voicing defiance. Israel carried out over a dozen airstrikes on Gaza after midnight. The 193-member United Nations General Assembly meets Thursday but is not expected to act. The U.S. said Wednesday it would not support a French push for a ceasefire resolution in the smaller 15-member UN Security Council, saying it believes such actions would undermine efforts to de-escalate violence. A group of Democratic U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday introduced a resolution seeking to block a $735 million sale of weapons to Israel, a symbolic response to the conflict. Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib are among sponsors of the measure. They have been among some American politicians calling for a greater U.S.-led effort to stop the violence. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.